This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening and really live. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Yep, those guys, ever since they had their blow up with Shopify, they have decided to diversify, and now they are here with Lock and Load. It is Friday. I can talk. That's good. And it is also the weekly recap with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill, and may I say, good for Franklin Armory.
Yep, I think so too. Yeah, I like that.
I've tried that binary trigger. It's pretty slick.
I haven't tried it yet. I am looking forward to trying it, but anyway.
Yeah, you'll have fun.
I am sure I will. So, what has been on your scope? And is this the first time you've been on the show since GRPC? Because we missed last week, right?
We did miss last week, and it is the first time I've been on. I was, sadly, not able to attend GRPC this year. I followed it from afar, and Dean Weingarten was there and did a post or two for us. But what came out of there that that struck you?
I didn't really pay that much attention to it. What with all of this Kavanaugh minutia beginning to fire up and everything else, I mean, this has gone on far too long.
That seemed to suck all the air out of the room.
Yep.
And it looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah, it does now, doesn't it? And I've been saying it was going to happen anyway, though, which is good for me.
And Collins is now in, and Manchin is now in, so that offsets Murkowski not being in. And
Flake is in.
Yeah. He says he's in. That's my only reservation is, like I said, he's a yes unless something else happens. And, you know, I don't know what that means.
Does that mean unless somebody screams at him in the elevator one more time?
Yeah, if he gets to the wrong elevator or he, you know, answers his phone and somebody's mean to him, you know, on the other end. Until it happens, I'm still holding my breath, but it does look at this point like it's going to happen. And it looks like the Democrats have really hurt themselves with this, too, from all the poll results that seem to be coming out and the enthusiasm that it seems to have generated among people on the right to go to the polls this year. The polls seem to indicate that people on the right are now equal to in their anticipation of vote in November with the people on the left who couldn't have possibly gotten much higher anyway because they want nothing more than to try to take back the House and maybe even the Senate if at all possible.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess that's what happens when you believe the polls too much because I think the Democrats believed that the red wave was inevitable like Hillary Clinton was going to be, except this time they really believed it, and this would be historical if they don't take over something, because normally that happens in the first midterm of a president.
Yeah, the party in power virtually always does very poorly right after a presidential change of party. So you would expect, historically speaking, for the Democrats to do well. The question is, has this performance woken a sleeping giant, and will it result in a whole lot more red voters going to the polls than otherwise would have? If you believe the polls, that seems to be happening, but there's still a number of weeks till November. We shall see.
I think part of the problem here for the Democrats is that, you know, like with a lot of things, like whenever I see a ostensibly pro-gun guy go out there and do something incorrect, like all those guys that got swept up in the whole Sacha Baron Cohen thing or Cody Wilson or any of these people, I look at that as an isolated incident, but I also look at the people that get involved in that as sort of messed up. But I never worry about what the polls say, because I know the polls are always skewed, and they're sort of a propaganda tool. I'm almost certain Goebbels came out with polls. I don't know, but you know, it just sort of seems like it would be that way. But the Democrats, I think their base is ashamed of them.
And I don't know. I'm sure there's some percentage of them there, but they clearly outsmarted themselves, and they didn't outsmart themselves so much with Kavanaugh as they did with Gorsuch, because what they did then was they decided that they couldn't abide a Gorsuch nomination, no matter how eminently qualified and utterly uncontroversial he was.
Right.
He was going to replace Scalia. So he wouldn't have had any effect really on the balance of the court overall. But they couldn't help themselves, and they had to try to filibuster him. What that did was it forced McConnell to kill the filibuster and end that precedent. So they did it then. And he went through, I don't know, he got 52, 53 votes, whatever he got. Had they not done that, had they held their fire and waited till now to do that, when this appointment will truly have a generational effect on the balance of the court, there's no way Kavanaugh would be confirmed, because given the histrionics, no matter how bogus the claims may be, given the controversy, he never would have gotten the votes to kill the filibuster. So what they've done is they've ensured, virtually, if what happens tomorrow looks like it's going to happen, they've ensured this change where they could have stopped it had they been a little more restrained and thoughtful back during the Gorsuch nomination.
Well, Harry Reid set that one up, right? You know, before Harry Reid was ambushed by that exercise machine and just beat up, he was the one that set all that up. And, the Republicans warned them at the time, this will come back to haunt you. And now they are haunted, I guess.
They're haunted. And what goes around comes around. And someday the Republicans will lose control of the Senate. But right now, had they not tried to block the Gorsuch nomination, Kavanaugh would not be confirmed to the Supreme Court, as he would appear to be tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be a good day for us. We can all sing the Ice Cube song, "Today Was a Good Day," because we didn't even have to use our AK. Dan is the editor-in-chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. A very prolific website when it comes to putting out current events and topics and everything else. And one of my favorites is the Daily Digest. I like the Daily Digest because that's sort of a ambush of articles coming at you. We'll be right back. This is the weekly recap with The Truth About Guns. And this is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
AR-style.com.
Go take advantage of that 10%. Those of you that might be in the AR market, go check them out. If you're not going to buy Spikes, go buy Franklin. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. What else popped up on your radar, sir?
Well, there's been a lot of activity in the state of Washington recently surrounding Initiative 1639.
Yep.
There's been some skullduggery. There's been some lying and untruths told in the newspapers. It's been an interesting time, and it's really heating up there. We got a press release from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, which, of course, is associated with Second Amendment Foundation. It seems that supporters of 1639, which is a wide-ranging gun control measure that would limit the ability of people under 21 to buy guns, and it would require people to store their firearms in safes and make sure that when seconds count, their guns are locked away where they can't get at them, that kind of thing. People who have put signs opposing 1639 on their lawn are getting them stolen. And the CCRKBA wanted the people to know that they are more than prepared to prosecute people for doing that. That is, of course, against the law. It's trespassing. It's theft. And Alan Gottlieb said it's the first time they've ever seen anything like this up there when other similar types of campaigns have gone on. They haven't had to deal with this kind of thing. And then the Seattle Times printed an editorial in which they noted that, gosh, other than hunting or serving this country, young adults can wait until they mature some more before needing such a deadly firearm. And by that, they mean a semi-automatic rifle.
Right.
Because, of course, those are vastly, you know, very, very scary. And they said, incorrectly, hunting rifles will not be subject to the new law. Well, that's, of course, blatantly untrue. As our Kat Ainsworth, who's from Washington, pointed out, the majority of hunters in Washington these days use semi-automatic rifles. All of those people will be affected by the law. Only bolt guns would be exempted. The Seattle Times heard from enough people that they actually went to the unusual step of correcting their editorial. Pretty unusual. So it's, as the Chinese like to say, interesting times in the Northwest. And given the power and the population size in Seattle and the support of Michael Bloomberg and Everytown, people that are pouring money into the campaign up there, a lot of people expect 1639 to be enacted into law, and that's going to be interesting, particularly because the ballot initiative itself was only allowed on the ballot after a Supreme Court allowed it to do so, despite the fact that the petition was vastly flawed, didn't comply with state law at all. So if it does get enacted into law, expect lawsuits to follow. The NRA is very active right now in opposing it. Second Amendment Foundation, CCRKBA, they're all fighting it, but this won't be any over anytime soon.
Right. Didn't they... I had Gottlieb on the show not too long ago, and they passed a lot of laws in Washington State. Washington State seems to be a very easy state to pass these kinds of laws in that don't really do anything. Is this because the voting base there is somewhat apathetic? What is the deal with that?
Well, it seems to be a contagion that has just moved up the left coast from California. It's a similar type of becoming a similar type of population, and they are the coastal part, Seattle, Tacoma. It's a very left leaning city, and you know they enacted firearms or the ammunition tax a few years ago. I believe a gun tax too. I can't recall. It basically forced all the gun dealers out of the city. They said it would, of course, raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to fight gun violence. The city raised a fraction of that because, of course, anyone who wanted to buy a gun didn't pay that tax and went outside the city to buy their firearms. So the tax revenue never materialized, and whatever gun dealers were in Seattle moved out. And that's, I'm sure, just fine with the city fathers.
Well, it may be, but I mean, it's, you know, earlier today, and this is the part I get the biggest kick out of. Earlier today, I did a video on Facebook, and I got offered to boost it, right? Now, this is just a video of me going to a radio studio or a radio station where I work part-time and getting some commercials cut. No guns, no ammo, nothing, you know, and me just talking to radio people about radio stuff. And
never crossed your lips?
No images, no nothing, nothing, nothing,
really?
Nothing. So they come to me and say, when you know, posts like this are doing so much better and it would reach so many more people if you'll just boost it. So, you know, I decided, okay, I'll play your stupid game. So I boosted it, and initially they came out there and told me that I was trying to promote sales of guns and ammunition.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And
Facebook won't allow it.
Yeah. And
so you are somehow flagged, even though you weren't talking about guns, even though you weren't promoting guns, you are somehow flagged in their system as a gun guy.
Right.
And we can't have you boosting your posts. We've had similar issues with our Facebook account and some of our video producers, Jeremy S., people like that, have had videos taken down because they're gun reviews. All it was a gun review. But Facebook rules that is somehow promoting the sale of firearms because you're giving an objective view of the good points and bad points of a particular firearm.
Yep. Anyway, I just I found that a little bit interesting. And for those of you that are looking for good articles on a daily basis, then you need to go to The Truth About Guns, where Dan plies his trade on a daily basis about 10 or 16 times. And that means that every time you see an article published, that means he probably had to give it the once-over. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Republican Susan Collins of Maine will vote yes on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Her vote brings Kavanaugh to the 50 votes he needs to be confirmed to the Supreme Court. Senator Collins took to the Senate floor earlier today.
This is not a criminal trial, and I do not believe that the claims such as these need to be proved beyond a reasonable doubt. I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving on the court.
The economy added 134,000 jobs in the month of September. That number is down from the 270,000 that were added in August. Analysts had predicted there would be a creation of 180,000 jobs in September, although the unemployment rate did fall to 3.8%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. You'll be finding out and hearing more about them. Dan's run the tell me about the binary trigger, Dan. Why do you like the binary trigger so much?
It's just a slick thing. One of my favorite things is shotguns and shooting trap. And trap shooters have used release triggers for years where you pull the trigger and then the shotgun doesn't fire until you release it. The Franklin binary trigger basically combines that with a normal trigger pull. So you can set it to go bang when you pull the trigger and when you release the trigger. So as fast as you can go on and off and on and off, the gun will go bang. And you can set that, or you can set it to a regular setting as well.
Sure.
It's a great feature. And if you need rapid fire, that will do it for you.
That sounds slick to me. I will have to try one.
You will enjoy it, I promise you.
Okay, so what else? What else is percolating tonight with you?
There's some good news out of Pennsylvania. The Federal Third Circuit. There's a case where there was a gentleman who had a misdemeanor DUI conviction back in 2005.
Right.
And lost his gun rights. And he lost his gun rights because it was actually his second conviction. And while he didn't go to jail, the second charge carried a possible sentence of 5 years. And under federal law, that ends your gun rights. Well, prior to that, back in 2017, there was a case called Bindra versus the Attorney General, in which another nonviolent misdemeanor person who had been convicted of a nonviolent misdemeanor had argued before the court that he shouldn't lose his gun rights for life. And the court, the lower court, ruled that way. And right. when that was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, they refused to hear it, letting that ruling stand. So the law in the Third Circuit is a nonviolent misdemeanor conviction does not end your gun rights for life. So when this gentleman appealed, the chief judge of the Middle District of Pennsylvania looked at this and decided that, to quote him, the government presented no evidence that individuals like Holloway, after a decade of virtuous non-criminal behavior, remain so potentially irresponsible that they should be prohibited from owning a firearm. Seems eminently reasonable. I've always been of the opinion that I'm kind of a fundamentalist when it comes to that. If you commit a nonviolent crime and you do your time, you should have your rights restored. You've paid your debt to society. You should have the ability to defend yourself, to defend your family. Just because you've gotten out of jail doesn't mean you could never be victimized again, of course.
Sure.
And that seems like an eminently reasonable ruling. So we see that as very good news.
Yeah. Well, without any doubt about that one. I wonder, though, do you think we're ever going to see in our lifetime anyway, do you think we're ever going to see where felons, they start providing a path back? Because some of these guys do rehabilitate. Not all of them, recede back into it. So,
no, it's absolutely true. And like this gentleman kept his nose clean for over a decade. And I believe that nonviolent felons should have the same ability. If it was a nonviolent crime, and I don't know what the time period should be, but a decade seems more than enough. If you do not engage in criminal activity, you did your time. You proved that you're now a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. Why should you not be able to defend yourself and have your Second Amendment rights restored? There should be a mechanism, an ability, a process for having that done.
Sure. I would agree with that for the most part. I don't. One of the things that I have issue with this thing they were doing with the senior citizens and the veterans was that if they came up and their fiduciary, they had to have a fiduciary to handle their affairs, which I take it to mean they were spending their money in a manner that the state didn't approve of. That's the way I took it. I may be wrong about that. But in any event, was there a path back for them? Was there a pathway back? If you go and seek any sort of mental health help, is there a path back? And I just do not subscribe to the belief that you can lose all of your rights permanently for any reason out there.
I agree. And that what they did to the veterans, elderly veterans in that respect, that went back to the Obama administration, that was just despicable. Because all these people did was seek help in managing their finances, is my understanding of the case. And the VA, or I think was triggered through the VA,
yeah.
Took that as evidence that these people were incompetent and
right.
and were ruled to have been not become prohibited persons as if they had been involuntarily committed to a mental facility or something like that. It was an egregious example of yanking law-abiding citizens' gun rights just because they could.
Well, for most of those guys, most of them were probably hospitalized anyway. These were all disability people. They had all been declared disabled by the VA. And
right, but most likely not mentally disabled.
Not mentally disabled. No. But
right.
No, most of them probably didn't own guns because they live at the VA or they're in a VA facility. They probably can't have a gun in there anyway. So most of them probably
correct.
Didn't own guns. I think that was just a way that was sort of a test to see if you turned the water up a little higher, turned up the heat on the water a little higher, if the frog would notice he was boiling. So I don't know.
That could very well have been. It could have been, you know, a test case on the part of them seeing, you know, how far can we go. And that certainly got a lot of attention on the two-way advocate side.
Yes.
It made a lot of noise, you know, in our circles and in places that you and I frequent. In terms of the general population, I'm sure most people had never heard of it. They had no idea what was going on.
Sure.
Yeah, that was really, as I said, really egregious. I believe that has all been ended now under the new administration.
Yes, it has. They even went so far as to do the same thing, the same sort of mechanism in place for Social Security. So that's been rescinded as well. And it's really for people that don't own guns anyway, but you don't lose your rights just because you're old and, you know, you want to spend your money on lotto tickets and Slim Jims. So anyway, it's your money. I mean, it's my money and I need it now. So anyway, truthaboutguns.com. That is where Dan works. That's where he plies his trade when he's not on the road, plying his trade on the road. And he oversees a stable of people like Kat Ainsworth, who you've heard here, I've lost her name. Yes, Jen Jakes, like Tatiana Whitlock has had her on the show before. So, and they're writers that are prolific in addition to probably the other 10 or 12 that he takes care of as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Yes, yes, yes. The binary trigger. You heard Dan describe it. He shot it. I guess you should. Well, you probably shot it at a SHOT Show, didn't you?
I can't remember where that was. I actually think I shot it here at the range in Austin. I want to say that Jeremy got one to try. And we might have even reviewed it. But printed so many reviews, and I've shot so many guns, it's getting hard to remember.
Yeah.
Good
problem to have, right?
Yeah, that is a good problem to have. But yeah, I think I actually shot it here in Austin.
All right, so finishing up the hour, what else is on your mind?
Well, we got a few things. One, it's an interesting one. Do you know who Cameron Caskey is?
He's the kid that left the March for Our Lives, right?
Yeah, he was one of the charter members of the Parkland Kids Gun Control Funky Bunch.
Right.
One of
sound like a boy band.
Exactly. One of the founders of March for Our Lives. And he's the one who stood up in that CNN show trial and challenged Marco Rubio to his face and told him he's a liar. And, he had blood on his hands, that kind of thing. Well, Caskey is apparently very much unlike the rest of the people in that group, namely David Kammerhog and Emma Gonzalez. He's had sort of a road to Damascus conversion, and he's a little more intelligent and introspective than some of his compatriots. He sat down for an interview with Ben Shapiro last Sunday. And he said, look, I thought about this, and, he said some obligatory things about what his pals are doing. He said, that I understand what they're doing, but they're not interested in a discussion. He's willing to entertain the idea that people who disagree with them aren't bad people. They don't want to see, school students shot in hallways. And just because they're pro-gun doesn't mean they want You know, they're in the pocket of the NRA. I think he said, surprisingly enough, I don't know everything. I'm not an expert on anything. And then he even conceded that, he said when he's an adult and is able to, he's going to get a concealed carry permit. And if you try to hurt my family, I will hurt you.
Yeah.
Do you
think he fell and hit his head? Or, I mean, did he come to some awakening, a light bulb go off in his little skull full of mush? What do you think happened?
You know, I honestly think that he's a step ahead intellectually of some of the other kids that he had fallen in with after Parkland. You know, that was a horrible thing, and I can understand him being upset at the time. But I think that when he looked around and heard some of the things that some of his pals were saying and some of their handlers were doing, of course, that whole thing is astroturfed by a group of anti-gun operatives. We ran a post on that about 6 months ago, listing the people who are behind that and are funding it. He saw that, look, these people have no interest in conversation, in dialogue, in debate. They are anti-gun. They want to affect as much civilian disarmament as they possibly can. And he sees that as, I think he saw that as just too doctrinaire. He seems to be more open-minded than that. So bravo for him.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how long he sticks with it and everything. I've often thought that some of these kids, you know, Hogg is definitely in it for, Hogg's in it for the money. Hogg thinks he's going to be a politician. I don't hear that much about it out of the Gonzalez young lady, but Hogg is in it for the long term. He's going to be, he's wanting to be the next Chris Murphy, the next Blumenthal, the next Feinstein.
I think you're absolutely right. He has everything it takes to be an elected official.
Sure.
He knows very little about the subjects he's speaking about. He is camera ready. He looks good. He dresses well. He has sound bites ready. And he knows just enough to be dangerous without knowing enough to be conversant or intelligent about his topics.
You're being very nice.
What could qualify you better for the U.S. Congress or a state position?
I don't know. I don't agree with most of what you just said. I don't think he looks good. I think he looks like he's definitely a little hipster dude, and he's got the Jimmy Neutron hairdo. He had to be pulled back and talked down by Michael Moore in Canada when he was saying that, and then he's like, Canadians can't vote in American elections. Okay, well, put your money in the Canadian. You know, he doesn't really know that much about anything.
Well, no, but he's exactly the kind of person that.
Oh, so you're saying he's a prototypical leftist politician then, huh?
You know, it just could be.
Okay.
He's exactly the kind of person that the right handlers can mold and shape and turn into a very successful candidate.
Well, you know, he's sort of in the mold to me. He's sort of in the mold of Ocasio-Cortez. And the problem...
Who doesn't even know what she doesn't know?
Right. And the problem with the Ocasio-Cortezes is all of these media people who actually, you know, they may be very biased on the details of certain issues, but they know the issue enough to be able to ask questions about it. And they really want to be part of the party that's in charge of things right now. So that means they really want the Democrats to be back in charge. And so when they start asking them questions, trying to lead them and, you know, show how intellectually good they are, well, of course, they hit the tripwires. And
yeah, tend to embarrass themselves.
Yeah. And, I mean, Ocasio-Cortez, what is she? She's 20, 27, 28 years old.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
And, you know, Hogg is starting now at 17, 18 years old. So all of these people getting out there and trying to start this early bird, the youth movement in politics, it takes a little bit of experience to be able to hold your own when you're out there trying to get into the public eye.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he needs a lot of polishing, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are plenty of people behind him And in Democratic and progressive politics, they would be more than happy to provide the training he would need.
I've been waiting for some. I've been dying for somebody to ask him. Listen, why do you have an arm detail if guns are so bad?
Yeah, it's funny how that happens.
I mean, do you understand the concept of lead by example, Davey? Do you understand that? Do you get it?
Yeah, exactly. Not so much. He's perfect for Florida, Broward County, and. Not exactly an exemplar in the state. And we, in fact, we ran another article this week on three prominent Florida Democrats who are running not so much against their opponents as they are against the NRA and for gun control. Nikki Fried, who is running for agriculture commissioner. And you say, you know, why is that important? Well, that's important because for some reason in Florida, the agriculture commissioner is in charge of issuing concealed carry permits.
Oh, that is.
Then there's Sean Shaw, who's running for attorney general, and Andrew Gillum, who's running for governor.
Yeah.
And they are, between the three of them, they're advocating our writer Luis Valdez is calling the gun control trifecta. They want to eliminate stand your ground protections in the state. They want an assault weapons ban, and they want to end the state's preemption law. So what they want is, but that
they want to have a bunch of little countywide fives to where they can run, and citywide fives, right, where they can all run their own little versions of
exactly, and that would make life extremely difficult for gun owners in Florida because you have to know what the laws are every single time you go over a municipal county or county line, and can you carry here? Can you not carry here?
We are running out of time. We have run out of time.
Fair enough.
We'll have to pick that up the next time around because that's pretty good stuff. We should have led with that. I didn't know you were going to have that, so that's okay. Well, I know what to do next time.
Deal.
Dan Zimmerman, The Truth About Guns, will be right back. Coming up next is The Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.